Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm truly excited that you're here today. Every morning we gather around God's Word, and it's always fresh, always alive, and always powerful. Today's topic is the Word that never fails. And our Bible text comes from the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, which says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." In 1941, during the Japanese invasion of China, missionaries Dick and Margaret Hillis were living in the inland town of Shenkyu with their two little children, one-year-old Johnny and two-month-old Margaret Ann. At the worst possible time, Dick fell critically ill with appendicitis and had to make a dangerous journey to the hospital, leaving Margaret and the children behind. Not long after, the town was ordered to evacuate because enemy troops were closing in. Margaret knew her babies could never survive as refugees on the road, so she stayed. Each morning, in the midst of fear, Margaret turned to a wall calendar that displayed a Bible verse for the day. On the first morning, she tore off the page and read Psalm 56, verse 3. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." That word gave her strength to stay. The next day, as the town emptied and she felt abandoned, the calendar read Psalm 9, verse 10. "Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." The following day, with gunfire in the distance and her children hungry, she tore the page and read Genesis 50, verse 21. "I will nourish you and your little ones." That very day, an old woman arrived with goat's milk and another stranger with a basket of eggs. Finally, as the battle drew near and she prayed through the night, the calendar verse for the next morning was Psalm 56, verse 9. "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back." And miraculously, they did. The Japanese troops suddenly withdrew. No one could explain it, but the danger passed. Margaret and her children were safe. Friends, this story from the Hillis family reminds us, God's word never fails. When everything else seems uncertain, His promises hold us steady. Maybe you've been there, facing a season of fear, uncertainty, or lack. Like Margaret, you might be asking, "Lord, will you really come through for me?" Here's the encouragement. Every promise of God is trustworthy. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Philippians 4 verse 19 assures us, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." So let me ask, what situation in your life looks impossible right now? Be encouraged, God's word has already gone ahead of you. Just as it sustained Margaret day by day, it will sustain you. His word doesn't fail, His word doesn't expire, and His word never returns empty. As you go today, what promise from God's word are you holding on to? Write it down. Say it out loud. Let it remind you that no matter how dark things look, the word of God is still working in your favor. Here's your action point for today. Pick one scripture that speaks directly into your current challenge. Meditate on it, speak it daily, and declare it over your situation until you see God's word fulfilled. Now, let's make our declaration of faith together. Say this after me. "Today, I declare that God's word in my life will never fail. His promises are my anchor. I will not fear. I will not faint. I will not give up. God's word is working for me, and I will see victory in Jesus' name." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the assurance that your word never fails. Just as you sustained Margaret Hillis and her children, sustain every listener today. Let your promises come alive in their hearts. Let fear give way to faith and lack give way to provision. As they step into this day, surround them with your presence and cause them to see the fruit of your unfailing word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Friends, Thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Remember, His word never fails, and with God's word in your heart, you can truly win every day. This is Winning Every Day signing off. Have a victorious and joy-filled day ahead.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.